Hi, my name is Mike, and I'm a recovering compulsive gambler. I have been a member of Gamblers Anonymous for just about 4 years now. I'll be celebrating 4 years without a bet very shortly. And I thought it was a good opportunity for me to share with other people who might be facing this addiction for the first time and facing the realities of the devastation of this addiction for the first time. I thought it might be helpful to share my story, and maybe it could provide a source of hope or inspiration on some level. For about 8 years, I was throwing my life away to gambling. I was a casino gambler, and I used to drive up to the casino. I live about 2 hours away from the casino, and I would drive up there on a Friday night, and I would gamble all night Friday night into the wee hours of Saturday morning. Then I'd be gambling all day on Saturday, all night Saturday night, all day on Sunday, all night on Sunday night, and then finally I'd be driving home early on Monday morning, driving back from the casino, exhausted and devastated and broke and in massive debt. And just trying to get home so that I could get up and go to work for the week to do it all over again the following weekend. And when I gambled, I didn't sleep, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. I was like a machine, just running on adrenaline and whatever money I could get my hands on. And in very short order, of course, I went into massive amounts of debt. Through the credit cards that I had, through all the money that I had saved for my entire life in my 401k retirement fund, through all the money that I had been making as a very successful business person over these several years, I'd thrown it all away. And it got to the point where I wasn't paying my taxes for about 3 years to the state where I live or to the IRS. And I was fearful that one day they were going to show up on my doorstep and have me arrested for tax evasion. I couldn't sleep at night. I had knots in my stomach because I had so many bills that were piling up, and I had no idea how I was going to pay them because I had amassed so many debts. And I was so ashamed of what my life had become, that I had become this, basically this casino junkie, that I was a slave to gambling. And even though I knew that I was devastating myself, that I was throwing my life away, I still couldn't stop. I couldn't stop making the bet. I'd be in the casino trying to convince myself to leave, just leave. And there'd be times when I had won some money, but I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave until I'd gambled away every penny that I had access to. And this went on for years, literally for 8 years. And it was just this vicious cycle that I thought would never end. And there were times where I was suicidal and I was just hopeless. And I thought, there's no way I can ever get out from under this massive debt and this insidious addiction that was ruling my life and ruining my life. And I remember when I was at the blackjack tables and at the slot machines, I would pray. And I used to pray to an aunt that I was very close to. She was kind of like a second mom to me, because I remembered that she was an alcoholic. And in the last 10 years of her life, she joined Alcoholics Anonymous. And she was working the 12 steps. I remember hearing about the 12 steps of recovery. And I saw how she turned her life around, and I saw how before joining that program, she had wrecked so many relationships with her husband, with her son, with her brothers and sisters, and her nieces and nephews, and with her friends. And then I saw how when she joined Alcoholics Anonymous and she surrendered to the fact that she was powerless over her addiction, that she finally was able to get the help that she needed. And she embraced those 12 steps, and she slowly but surely turned her life around. And she became a role model to her son and to her husband and her brothers and sisters and her nieces and nephews and to me, because I saw her life got better and I saw how happy she became over those 10 years. And she died at a relatively young age, very suddenly. But I remember how at peace she was because she had joined that fellowship and she had found support among other people who faced the same addiction that she faced. And she drew upon their support and she grew as a person and she arrested her addiction and her life got better. And so when I was at my lowest point in the casino, that's who I prayed to. And I finally, with her support, got enough courage just before I was turning 40 to reach out and get help for myself. And I went into a Gamblers Anonymous room and I was fearful, but I had a glimmer of hope that if I could surrender to the fact that I was powerless over my addiction, that maybe my life could get better. And I remember that first night I went into a GA room and I remember the support I got instantly, the warmth I felt from the people in the room who had many years of recovery and some who had just a short time of recovery, but they all wanted to help me. And they put their arms around my shoulders, literally and metaphorically, and they told me, "You're in the right place. And if you surrender to the fact, Mike, that you are powerless over gambling, then your life can get better." And I believed them. And that very first night, I knew I was in the right place. And I started going to meetings, and I went to at least 2 meetings a week, sometimes 3 or 4 meetings in a week. And even now, I'm coming up on my 4-year anniversary without making a bet. I still go to 2 or 3 or 4 meetings a week. And I've met so many amazing people, remarkable people, who have gone out of their way to help me in my recovery, to help me to battle this addiction. They've given me so many tools that I never thought were available that have made it possible for me to arrest my addiction and to begin to recover and to rebuild my life. And in the short time that I've been in the program, I've been able to open up to my family and friends and to tell them that I'm a recovering compulsive gambler. And now it's no longer a source of shame. It's actually a source of pride. I'm proud of the fact that I'm a recovering compulsive gambler, that I recognize that as a human being, I have frailties and I have imperfections and I have an addiction. And this addiction is gambling. And if I do something about it and I continue to work on myself through the 12 steps, then I can not only continue to stay free of gambling, but I can become a better person and a stronger person, and my life can continue to get better. And it has gotten better, so much better. And I'm paying off my debts to the IRS and to my credit cards. I'm rebuilding my life. I feel good about myself as a person. My self-esteem has improved. And I'm very, very hopeful now. Whereas I was almost hopeless and at times suicidal when I first came in, now I'm full of hope. And there's so much opportunity ahead. And now I'm starting to get some of that serenity that they talk about in the Gamblers Anonymous program and in the 12-step programs of recovery, the serenity that my aunt had. And all I can tell you is, if you are a compulsive gambler or you think you might be, reach out. Take that first step. Reach out to Gamblers Anonymous. Go to the website, gamblersanonymous.org, gamblersanonymous.org. Go to a meeting. Get up the courage. Go into a GA meeting and reach out for help. You'll be welcomed with open arms. You'll find people that you can relate to, and you'll find that there's so many tools that can help you. And the key is to just surrender to the fact that you're powerless over gambling and your life can get better. Good luck.